What's good, y'all? It's your girl, Ray.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Q.
And we are the Goddess Babes.
Welcome to the Goddess Babes Sip and Spill Podcast,
where we deep sea dive into raw, unfiltered heart-to-hearts between two best friends.
Gang, gang.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's gonna get wet, y'all.
It's gonna get wet.
What's up, Goddess Gang? It's your girl, Q.
What up, y'all? It's Ray.
And today's spill is going to be friendship breakups. Mm-hmm. Knowing when it's time to break up. Should you tell them you're breaking up? Should you just walk away and never answer that phone? Should you ghost them? How you breaking up? That's what we're going to talk about today. No, just basically knowing when to walk away. So get your glasses.
Let's get wet.
All right, y'all. So, Goddess Gang, what's going on? Yes. So, we're going to be talking about these friendship breakups. Now, I could probably tell y'all some things about some friendship
breakups. It's going to be Q-sesh today. It's going to be Q-sesh. I could tell you some things
because I'm a firm believer in cutting bitches off. Now, Ray, on the other hand.
Ain't cut that bitch off.
Yeah, Ray, she going to let you roll with it.
For too long.
And roll with it.
Too long.
And roll with it. So we could probably let Ray go first with her one, maybe two stories. And
yeah, that sounds good. That sounds good.
And then I'm going to go on and tap in with y'all and let y'all hear a couple of my stories and shenanigans with friendship breakups.
Yeah.
We also going to have a little segue from Captain G here.
Yeah, he's got comments.
Our co-producer on friendship breakups, right?
Yeah, he's got comments.
All right. Okay, so, let's talk about it.
So for me...
It's going to be quick, y'all. It's going to be quick.
I do believe that it can be necessary and beneficial depending on the person in the situation. I can probably count on one hand how many friendship breakups I have had. And were they really friendship breakups? I don't know. Basically, one of them, technically probably not, because... we kind of had like fallen off, but there was no animosity, no bad blood, nothing. It's just one of those like you stop talking kind of things, but not for any particular reason. You just, you living your life, they're living theirs, and it just hasn't been.
Life is life. And,
yep. And you haven't thought, let me reach out to this person. They haven't thought that. So, but you were fine. Right. So like, but if you saw them, you would probably catch up and like whatever. Okay. Well, anyway, that person ended up sleeping with, an ex. Well, I only have one ex, so
and that's a serious ex, and that wasn't a breakup.
Yeah, and we were already there was no need to break up because we had already kind of like fallen away, or like like we hadn't been close anymore. So that's why I said it doesn't really count as one, but it was someone that I was cool with, and she knew all about him because we were cool during our relationship. But then we just kind of had
separated
some, and then. There was nothing to chop, though, because we weren't talking. Like, it wasn't somebody that we literally hadn't talked. It just so happened she was friends with, and this ties into another episode that we just had, actually, because she was friends with somebody that I wasn't friends with anymore. It was a whole thing. Like, so those two situations that I had, like the friend that is friends with,
right,
someone that you're not friends with, it was a whole thing because there would have been three in that scenario, and two of them people, one of them would have been my best friend at the time, who we all know, you know, she was cool with someone that I wasn't cool with anymore.
Right.
And then the person that I thought I was still cool with, we didn't have no problems, we just hadn't talked,
right,
was the one. You know,
so in the time of not talking, she messed with the ex.
Right. But it wasn't we had an issue and we weren't talking or whatever. But who knows? Because I just was minding my business, taking care of my child. She could have not been talking to me for a reason because this nigga was available. Like out and ready, you know, hot and ready.
Talking to you.
Like, so he was available. So who knows? But it don't really, whatever. It is what it is. So it wasn't technically a breakup because we weren't really doing anything anyway. So there was no breaking up to do because we hadn't been cool. So there was that situation, and like I said, I didn't do anything. Like whenever I don't remember I had to have talked to her at one point in time and like addressed it, but it wasn't a whole lot to it. Like it was like, you don't feel like that was wrong, yada yada, this is why it was wrong or why I felt like it was wrong,
right?
But I didn't know about it when it was happening, you know. I had found out after the fact. Yeah.
You still talk to her now?
No, because again, we hadn't talked, but like when Jay was in the hospital and stuff, she reached out. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't like so there was that. And then the other situation was more of a difference in opinion that me and a group of friends had Not gonna get into the full story, but it was also like, okay, we just can't be cool because we just don't agree on something that's kind of important to me,
right?
And then another situation happened, which again I spoke on before. This is still the same friendship that the other person I was cool with them, and I wasn't.
Right,
and that was fine because it you know, was what it was. But those are the only situations that I have where I actually had, like, where I stopped being friends with someone. But again, it was more so like, it wasn't out of like force. It wasn't a mm-hmm. breakup, so to speak. It was just like, I agree to disagree.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other keep one was moving. We weren't really friends anyway, so it doesn't really count as a breakup. But we never became friends again afterwards. Right. But it wasn't like we had to
break up. There
wasn't
a definitive
So I life. Haven't had to stop a friendship. So basically, I'm saying, I don't have any actual friendship breakups to speak on. But do I see that other people need to have them and that they are necessary sometimes? Yes, because...
Oh, they are absolutely fucking necessary.
In one
necessary.
Of my situations, it probably could have been, whether that was on their end or my end,
mm-hmm.
there definitely were probably times in those relationships that we should have broken up because it could have been right. toxic, or it was one-sided sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel like only when it's toxic and one-sided on purpose is it necessary, because sometimes, just like in a relationship, a romantic relationship, it's not 50-50, because
correct
we're gonna all have bad times or bad days or bad yes. weeks or bad fucking years.
Yes.
Like, some people just have bad shit happening to them because that's their season for the bad.
Mm-hmm.
They gotta weather their storm. Mm-hmm. And so they may not be the best of friends at this time in their life, and some people have their season is longer than others.
That's absolutely true.
And, you know, you could think you being the best of friends sometimes, the best friends to somebody, and they feel like you're not there
not so
in
much.
Some
right.
way or another. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, it's subjective.
Absolutely.
And if you don't care enough about the other person to make sure that you feel like, mm-hmm. you know, that you're doing your part
and you're taking
being there
into consideration
with
their feelings, yes.
then it can be, you can be thinking you're being great and somebody might want to break up with you. You know,
that's true.
You just don't know. So that's my little tidbit on it.
Okay.
And then I'll just kind of comment or whatever with your stories,
because right.
I've never had to break up with somebody before.
Oh my gosh, mm-hmm. this one right here. All right, well then, before I go into mine, then why don't we get Captain G's feedback, his commentary on it, and then I'll roll into, we'll segue into me. Captain G, you're gonna have to hop on the mic somewhere.
Okay, which one you want to get?
It sounds like hers.
You could do mine.
Okay. You're excused. They probably off. Didn't hear you.
I hear you loud and clear.
Okay, wonderful. You need me to come closer, or
no,
sit down right
you're
there?
Right. All right, take a seat. I mean, my only thing is I kind of believe, like, when it's time to cut somebody off, it's time to cut somebody off. You know, for whatever the reason that you decide that you feel, because I think that's healthy for yourself. You know,
right?
And it's
right.
you know, it's just healthy for you moving forward and. The things that you want to do, and, you know, just in general, the way you want to be and live, you don't need the people around you that are not there for you.
Mm-hmm.
You
I
know,
agree.
I'm in the midst of a situation, and it's taken me a long time to, like, decide whether or not I even want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's taken too long, honestly, now that I think about it. But, yeah, it's like we don't need to be friends anymore. And I'm going to have that conversation with them, because
right.
this is my, like I said, it's my... longest living friend. I've known him since I was 7 years old, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's like, it's just one of those things. You can't treat me poorly. Like, you can't.
Right.
You know what I'm
right.
saying? Like, you can't look down on me as if I'm less than
mm-hmm.
and expect me to still be your friend.
Right.
So,
I agree.
I'm going to have this conversation with him, and I'm going to have it face to face, because I think that's the best way to do it. Because I want to see, like, I want to look in his eyes when, you
right.
know what I mean? When I'm telling him, like, you know, the reasons why, like,
yeah.
I want to see if he even understands. But, you know, because I can say anything in a text message or,
mm-hmm.
you know, over the phone and not really get the real feedback. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, but that's pretty much it. You know, I think any given point, when it's time, it's time, and that's just it.
Yeah.
I feel like it's time.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Captain G, for sharing that, hopping on the mic with us one time for the one time, and before Q dives in, because she's going to dive. I would just say, because he said a very good point. When it's time, it's time.
Right.
Everybody has a different time. Everybody has a different breaking point, as we spoke about before. So when I said I haven't had a situation that has been bad enough for me to where it was like, it's time. Like, mm-hmm. this shit is... Now, if that...
It's draining.
One mm-hmm. that I was talking about with the ex, getting with them, if that would have been happening during an actual time of our... Right. Us hanging out with one another and communicating with one another, all that would have been different, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? But because it was mm-hmm. happening at a time where one, I didn't even know about it, and two, we weren't even speaking. We wasn't mm-hmm. because we had beef, but we just weren't speaking. Mm-hmm. I can't. What is there to address in that situation? Right. So I have been fortunate enough, I guess, to not have been presented with that. Have I been presented with things or like been in friendships that were more so one sided or like selfish mm-hmm. at times? Mm-hmm. Of course, but. You know, we all have everybody has those different times where they're more needy than not. And then some people have those friendships, and that's the way that those relationships are set up, based on those needs. Just like mm-hmm. like we talked about before a couple episodes ago, like, you know, you have friends for different needs, yes, and seasons, absolutely. And reasons. So, you know, you got your party friends, you got your mm-hmm. church friends, or you got, you know, your couple of relationship. Friend. Yeah, yep. Like you have people in your life for reasons, and it's up to you and that person, I guess, to determine what those needs are that you need from each other, yes. and how you can coexist and make it a mutually beneficial relationship. Mm-hmm. Yeah, from mm-hmm. one another. So that's, before she goes in, I just wanted to say, like, yeah, I don't feel like I've had anything that I needed to break away from and separate myself from the friendship standpoint with the same sex, but I have had a friendship with the opposite sex that needed work and definitely needed mm-hmm. like space and to like reconvene at a later moment, mm-hmm. and that is where we are, and we'll see how that goes. But that's the only probably one that I would be able to say, like, that could have been a friendship breakup that was needed that I didn't let happen like that, and it broke in a way that wasn't as healthy or nice as it could have been if it would have been something that I would have taken that time and addressed it, yes. and did what you should have done, you know what I mean? So we'll see what you learn from your experiences. What's yours?
I learned that I was right for cutting people off when I cut them off. Okay,
because that's not what I... Nope, that's not what I meant. I don't, they're high-fiving.
I learned.
Okay.
No, in all seriousness, because... So one thing I give off a way tougher exterior than what I really am. I'm really like soft and sensitive on the inside. So mm-hmm. when I really do care about you, it does take me a little minute. Have I cut people off that's been like, I don't, whatever? Absolutely. But those wouldn't be, to me, really cutoffs. It was because I didn't care one way or the other. But to really cut a friend off, I had to think about what was happening in the relationship, and did I really feel it was necessary to take a step back from it, and how would it affect both of us
mm-hmm.
if I took a step back from the relationship. Mm-hmm. So I've only really had two that I would consider goodness. Like, I really did have to tell you, I need a friendship break. This is a bit much. It's draining me. And the second one was this last time was very mm-hmm. recent. I mean, if y'all remember a couple episodes back, we talked about going on vacation with a friend, going on vacation with your friends and coming back with one less friend. It happened. I told y'all it was a true story. It's a true fucking story. That's what happened. And it was literally an overnighter. We just went to San Diego overnight, guys. we went to San Diego.
She didn't make it back.
It happened. You know what I mean? The first one, we had been friends for years. Okay. We had been a couple of years of a friendship, and she was battling some things, and I honestly can say that I stood 10 toes as long as I could. But it comes to a point where when it's just so draining to you, and it's draining
people don't
your
think about
energy.
That's what I said. It's all
I believe you said it in the last episode, Ray, sometimes it takes on a lot. You're taking on a lot mm-hmm. when you're dealing with another person Absolutely. Who's constantly going through things mm-hmm. or because they don't really know how to work things out for themselves. They always are pouring onto you.
Mm-hmm.
And so it doesn't leave you much room to pour
your issues
onto anybody.
Yeah.
When do
exactly.
I have someone to turn to?
Exactly.
And two, not only have I not had anybody to turn to, but I'm dealing with my own shit and then I'm taking on your shit.
Yep. And that
can be a lot.
I'm not
going to say that the person was not a good person. She had a heart of gold. I can't even lie. She was a really good person. But she could be a bit much. And then there are other factors. You know, you want to hang out. You want to have drinks. Mm-hmm. Or you want to do this or do that. And everybody's not equipped to drink or have several drinks,
guys,
or have multiple drinks.
I feel like this is a good time for an advertisement. You know, like, does that mean?
Is an angry drinker. You have the drinker that cries.
You got the whole
time.
Drinker.
You have the drink that's gonna chill. Yep. You got the one that's gonna pass out. Probably.
Does this have anything to do with your breakup? Is that why
this
you said
has
it?
To do with okay. This? Yeah. Because. Okay. It was a lot. Huh?
Yeah, what kind of drinker was she? Because we
the
want
cry
to know.
Drinker.
Oh,
we said. Oh, she was the cry.
That ain't
she was
as
the
fun.
Cry
okay.
drinker.
Okay.
And so it's very hard for me to be tipsy and be trying to work with you through your crying.
Correct.
And you're tipsy.
Yeah. That's
why. And
don't
it's
blow
not
my
even,
high. Don't blow my.
Don't blow.
Buzz.
But it's not even just that. It would be the things that you would cry. Over, you know,
okay,
it just would be a lot.
Is it like, but is are we talking about like we talking about something and then it's like, oh, let's keep partying, or is it like the night's over? Because
no, bitch,
I'm
the night
now.
Is over, you're crying, and we're taking you home. It's done,
like for real.
It's done. You're embarrassing me out here with this crying and shit.
Okay,
it's
okay.
done. It's done.
Okay,
and that's when we would be out. The times that we would be at my house or you know at one of you know each other's homes drinking, it would be a little more tolerable because we weren't out in public. And I don't have to try and drag you or bring you anywhere. But at the same time, it's just, do we really have to cry every time? I mean, you know.
Captain G's laughing, guys.
He's
having a good chuckle.
He's laughing because he knows the person.
He done unwrapped his head, is breathing. He's feeling some type of way. He's sitting there feeling good,
sitting
pretty.
He knows the person. He knows the person. But it,
okay.
Yeah,
well,
he said he remembers. It would be a lot. It would be a lot to take on. And then I'm not even gonna lie. It wouldn't just be drinking, even in sober moment, even just on a regular day.
So the person was just emotional, like too much emotional baggage, or like too emotional for
too much.
Where you were like her needs, her emotional needs. Were far beyond your capabilities. Or,
yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. I have no degrees
like it was
or licenses.
Exhausting in,
no, I don't have a degree or license to help you with what you need to help with.
Okay.
I feel like there's only so much that any friend can do when you don't really. I can tell you what I think. I can just give advice, but I don't fucking know if that shit is going to work. What I'm talking about, because you're dealing with something that's far beyond what you're telling me or what we're talking about. It's something deep within that you have to really try and get to someone to talk about. So. It would just be a lot. And like I said, just as a whole, heart of gold. She had a heart of gold. But it got to be very, very draining.
Yeah.
I don't have time to keep reassuring you of things. I don't have the time or energy to keep on taking on your stuff. I mean, I got my shit. I have a child. I'm a single parent. You know, I have a lot on my own plate without adding yours and without you even recognizing that you're, I don't want to say dumping onto me because we were friends and I don't really feel like you're dumping onto your friend. But
right.
It's just at some point you have to recognize like, well, dang, when does she ever have an outlet or who does she ever, because she's always taking my stuff on. And then I'm a firm believer that once you come to expect things, you no longer appreciate it. So she began to expect me to be there. She expected a lot from me. Yep. And so she stopped appreciating it. And at that point it was just like, okay, I really have to look at this. Like, I know she has a good heart and I know she doesn't mean anything by it. And we would have conversations. This wasn't like a, you know, you did something to me a few times or this happened and I just was like, oh, I can't be your friend. We had conversations about it. And she says she understood where I was coming from. But that liquor, that shit's that's a hell of a thing when you vibing out and you got music going and liquor and it. That shit turns quick. You understood me yesterday, but today we on a whole different level of some shit. So it just got to be a lot.
So
it got to be a lot.
So, okay, let's talk about then what that breakup looked like. So you had a conversation.
Had a conversation.
Like a full on heart to heart or whatever.
Well,
like
you know, I wasn't going to say it was a full on because at that point I was kind of annoyed. So what I did... You know, the heart to hearts were long gone. We had a couple heart to hearts before I finally had to wrap it up. So, I ain't gonna say it was all sentimental and shit.
Okay.
What I said was, the way this conversation played out was, I just said, hey, you know, I think I'm gonna take a step back from this friendship. I need a friendship break because this is becoming too much for me.
And
that
is
what
I have
said.
Questions. So pause. Hold your.
I don't think it was.
And hold your. Story, like hold your thoughts on your story, because now I just have a question that I don't want to miss.
Go ahead.
When you said break, had you had intentions on resuming the friendship. Is that what you really meant, or are you, were you saying break as in break up, just for clarification purposes?
It was a breakup, but
so you lied. You told her a break when you knew you needed more than a break.
Because I mean, even with a breakup, there could still be a time, but there could
because a break means come back, reconvene.
Well, because
break
means if you
this is a moment. Of
it's just a moment of time right now.
Stepping away,
but it's broken.
But that's a break. That's a break up of the stick. It's not a break from the stick. There's a difference. You break
from the stick is you put the stick down,
not breaking it in half.
Well, my thing was, in that moment, I felt like it was just going to be, I just needed a break.
That's why I was asking. See, Mr. Captain G, she didn't say she was breaking the stick.
Yeah, I did. I definitely felt like I needed a break, and I did not care how long that break went, basically.
Whether it was permanent or just temporary, you just needed to step away.
We needed that. And it turns out it's been a breakup.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then that's okay. So you said.
So that's what I told her. I just told her, we need a friendship break, literally. Okay. It's a lot right now. And she said she understood and she got where I was coming from, because again, it wasn't a blindside moment. We had many conversations before. Okay. So it wasn't like it was something that just came out of the blue, or it was just like, you know, and I felt bad. I honestly felt bad for saying it. I did. I absolutely felt bad. But I felt bad because I felt like, I don't want to say she needed me. Maybe she relied on me a lot.
That's one thing that makes. She relied on me a lot. It's that codependency or that dependency that one person gets that makes it so difficult to separate yourself. And we're talking about friendships, but that happens in romantic relationships too. You get to the point where you feel like, but they need me. Mm-hmm. Like, and am I abandoning them? Because people do have abandonment issues.
And I knew she was struggling with things. And I didn't want to be another person that was up and walking away, or you know, she had gotten close to and she was relying on, and she, you know, would always be there for her, and then I turned around and walk away. But again, at some point, I had to put myself first. Like, it was a lot, and from my peace of mind and sanity, we just had to have the break. And I did feel bad. I felt very bad. And we still follow each other on social media to this day. Do we talk outside of? Absolutely, we don't talk outside of. No, but we do still follow each other on social media. It was no harm, no foul. There wasn't animosity. It wasn't like I hate you. It wasn't anything like that. Right. It literally was just becoming too draining for me. And we both had other things going on, and I just couldn't see continuing in that same way. If things could be different, I wouldn't even care about resuming a friendship. But again, so much time has passed, it's kind of like whatever's dead in the water. But you know, at the time, I just wanted that break, and if it picked back up, it did, and if it didn't, it didn't.
Okay, so you, at this point, has that person ever like reached out to you or said anything? Okay, so you guys both mutually were fine with the separation, and both can see that break was necessary. And would, if that person reached out to you again and like wanted to go for drinks or whatever, would you be open to that?
Absolutely. Like I said, she was a good person. She was a good person. There was no beef. It was no pressure. She was a very good person. And I know that. And I know she had things that were going on. I just felt like sometimes they were above what I could help you with, or, you know, help you come to terms with. Okay. So that was really what that was.
I mean, so that's absolutely, it's a breakup, but it's not
wasn't a devastating, cruel.
Like, it's not you having to separate yourself from someone for life because they just good then.
So that one wasn't too bad. That could always turn around. I haven't closed the door on it. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, we continue like we've been continuing.
Now, you're not on the mic anymore, so we can talk to you from afar. But like, the situation that you were preparing for or like going through, is this one something that it's like you were referring to earlier, like you're breaking the stick, or are you setting the stick down?
No, I'm done.
You're breaking the stick.
Yeah, it's no need.
There's no saving. There's no... Because, you know, people change. People seem to love to change when you're no longer around. That now, sometimes that means that once you come back around, they revert to their old ways. But a lot of times people do seem to like wake up and understand when you're no longer there. Like, you know, you can't miss it till it's gone. So you don't know what you got till it's gone, rather. Do you think that you're done, or do you think that you're done for now, and if later down on down the line he gets it together or whatever, you will be open and susceptible to a new potential friendship.
I can never say never. Like, I don't know what will happen in the future, but I can say right now that I don't need this person in my life.
Mm-hmm. You know, right.
Not in the capacity that he's in and that I've tried to be, you know.
Right.
That I've tried to be.
Yep.
The things that I've tried to give, like, it's no reason for me to continue to give that. So,
you've got to be done, and this okay.
So, do you think it took you this long to come to this conclusion because you wanted to be sure it was a completely done, or am I okay? So you took the time and put in the work time to really think about,
for sure.
Like, cause you know, like I'm seeing this shit happening, and I'm like,
right.
Is this for real? Like,
am I bugging or what? Mm-hmm. Right.
He asked me to come over here, and you know what I'm saying? And I'm amongst his friends.
Like, yeah.
The people that he know. I don't know nobody.
Right.
Everybody else is cool with me. Mm-hmm. Everybody. Like, they cool with me, offering me drinks.
All right, y'all. Thank y'all so much for listening. Stay tuned for part 2.